In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive,
back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There is a book that just came out called I Alone Can Fix It. I love these titles. I Alone Can Fix It by two Washington Post reporters who did extensive research and extensive interviews. And they report conversations that General Milley, Mark Milley, he is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He is the top military officer in the United States. He's a general. There are other admirals. There are other generals. Some of them, you know, there's somebody representing the Army, somebody representing the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, etc. But he is the head guy. And he's a very good guy. And he had a number of conversations after November 3rd in which he was increasingly worried that Donald Trump was planning a coup. And kind of a sad low-rent coup did occur on January 6th, but it was really more than that. There were requests by Trump to invoke the military, to have them clear the streets of protesters, to shoot protesters. And then when he was told, you can't just execute people for protesting, there is the First Amendment, Trump said, well, shoot him in the leg, shoot him in the foot. This is Trump. Milley told one of the people he was talking to in the government that we are going to stop Trump from doing a coup because, quote, we're the guys with the guns. He needs us, the CIA and the FBI, and it ain't effing going to happen. We're the guys with the guns. You know, you don't like to hear that. You don't like to hear the top general in the United States have to even say that. Milley described what Trump was doing as the rage of the Führer. He compared it to Germany in the 1930s. And I mentioned yesterday on the news, as a teaser for this, that he also mentioned the Reichstag fire in 1933, where the German parliament building burned. And in response, Hitler imposed Nazi authoritarian rule on Germany, and everybody went along with it for a while until they were the ones that were swept up and killed. Very similar to Putin, 2000. Yeltsin was coming to the end of his democratic term. Putin was going to take over. Former colonel in the KGB. Suddenly, apartment buildings in Moscow were blown up. Putin said it was Chechenian Muslim rebels. Grabbed a few of them and hanged them. It wasn't Chechenian Muslim rebels. It was KGB agents under the command of Putin. And as a result, he put in authoritarian rule in Russia that's lasted to this day 20 years. And they passed a recent law that said that he can serve for another 15 or so years. That's what happens. Hitler, Putin. Trump was sort of a low-rent character in that vein. And that's what General Mark Milley was afraid of. He also said, you know, this is like 1984, the novel 1984 by George Orwell. You should read it if you didn't read it in high school. It's a chilling book. It's written right at, you know, the rise of Stalinism and communism in Europe right after the Second World War, an authoritarian state, completely authoritarian. And what Milley said was, you know, suddenly lies are truth, division is unity, evil is good. And that was in 1984, which is fiction. That's what an authoritarian state will say. There is no truth anymore. Nancy Pelosi demanded assurances from Mark Milley, from the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that if Trump ordered a nuclear strike to distract people and to give him a chance of saying, well, as long as this is going on, I've got to stay in office, that Milley could assure her that that would not be complied with. And Milley said cryptically, and I want to unpack this for you historically, cryptically, that won't happen. There are safeguards. Now, what do you mean there are safeguards? The President of the United States, I mean, doesn't some guy with the nuclear football walked behind him with the codes. Well, what the military doesn't say is that before something like that happens, there has to be some sign-off by somebody else in the government. There is historical precedent. Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon got reelected president in 1972, crushing George McGovern. The only state George McGovern carried was Massachusetts. Didn't carry even South Dakota, his home state. Nixon was at the top of the world until the Watergate impeachment hearing started. He was threatened with impeachment and he resigned. But in the days leading up to his resignation, people were worried about his using nuclear weapons to somehow create a false front and change the narrative. Just bomb somebody, bomb Russia, bomb China, start a nuclear war. Nixon went around the White House. He hardly ever drank, but he was drinking. And he would look up at the president's oil paintings, Lincoln, Washington, the rest crying and talking to him, saying, you know, this is, you know, you had a lot on your plate. I have a lot on my plate. What advice can you give me? These are paintings. Henry Kissinger, Secretary of State, went to visit him. And he made Henry kneel down to pray. They prayed. And people were worried about this. So you know what happened back then in 1974? James Schlesinger was Secretary of Defense. And James Schlesinger called the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And here's what he said. He said, if you get an order from the White House to launch a nuclear weapon, do not obey it until I clear it and agree with it. And they said, yes, sir. Now, there's nothing in the Constitution that says that. I mean, there's nothing in the Constitution that even thought about nuclear weapons. But you have a nut in the White House, or you have somebody who is desperate. Nixon was desperate. Trump was desperate. And that is why Pelosi asked Milley for assurances. And that is why, you know, we have nuclear submarines all over the oceans with launching capability. They just sit there. Our submarine capability is light years ahead of the Chinese and the Russians. Can't find us. They're not going to get us. But nobody's giving that launch order. We have the triad. We have bombers, nuclear submarines, and ICBMs. We have the triad. Nothing like that's going to happen. And if you have a nut or a guy who's desperate, and Trump was and Nixon was, there are safeguards. So Milley just said to her, there are safeguards. These aren't necessarily constitutional safeguards. They basically rely on the head military people to be on the up and up. And Milley was, and frankly, West Point, Annapolis, the Coast Guard Academy, and the Air Force Academy scrupulously teach that there is civilian control over the military. And that's a very good thing, unlike a lot of countries. Anyway, we're coming to another break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Maybe it's only yesterday in the year 2525.